viewers.
Hello. Chris here.
It's Dave. There's Dave.
Hello. Hi, I'm Dave.
And Alan is at the door, getting ready to welcome our guest in. So let's bring our guest in before we do anything else. So, ladies and gentlemen, here is the lovely Cheryl. Cheryl. Yeah. Cheryl Sweeney, Cheryl Cole, Cheryl.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Lovely to see you.
Where have you gone?
Well, I'm disappearing.
You
are? Well, you got changed. You've taken your dungarees off.
Yeah, new wellies.
A new wellies. Come and sit down, and don't you look lovely?
How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah.
Who's talking to
me?
Oh, hey.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
Long time no see.
It is a long time.
How long has it actually been
since you were with us on the show? Ages.
Last time I saw you was with Sarah Cox when you came in, which was a while ago, and it was even longer when Chris was here.
Oh.
It's been a while.
It's been too long, Chris.
It's been too long, Pat.
It's been too long.
That's what it is. But now you're back.
I am.
It's all great. Well, you look very happy. You look very well.
Thank you.
Things all right?
Good. Very good.
There's been a lot of stuff going on with you.
As always.
Is it ever quiet? Is it quiet in real life? Do you ever find yourself sitting at home going, I've got nothing to do today. I've got nothing to do tomorrow. And in the papers, it's all kicking off.
Yes.
But in real life, you're there going, oh, my mate's just cancelled lunch. Mm. I don't actually have anything else to do today.
Yes. All the time.
Because I'm fascinated by the reality of pop stars' lives. Of, like, when you're not recording and when you're not doing telly and when you're not... Are the days... Are there, like, Monday to Thursday when you go, I've got no to do.
I mean, recently, especially when I was recording and I wouldn't have sessions until maybe the weekend, definitely. I'd have Monday to Thursday.
See, why are you recording at the weekend if you got no on during the week?
I know.
It doesn't make any sense.
Mental.
I like it.
Well, Cheryl, are you Cheryl now?
I've always been Cheryl.
No, I know, but you know what I mean.
Did you not know?
Because Dominic wrote on Twitter yesterday, oh, Cheryl Cole's in tomorrow and I'm excited, and loads of your fans went, she's just Cheryl now.
Yeah.
No, well, they call it, I don't go, hi, Chris Moyles, how are you? Say hi, Chris.
You can do. You can call me Chris Moyles.
And they all, on Twitter, all the soldiers called us just Cheryl, so.
Right.
Yeah. Loving your Twitter, by the way.
Thank you.
That's new since we were here last.
Yeah, you weren't on Twitter, were you? You were sort of Johnny come lately, weren't you?
For so long.
Yeah, I did.
It was like the enemy for me.
But you let go on Twitter. You completely rip into people or say things. I'm like, wow.
Do you know now? I don't know what I was doing without it.
Really?
But there must have been fake news before you got on there, weren't
there? I mean, there was people that were doing real. They would say they were a fan base and doing like real stuff, research and stuff.
Yeah.
And people that were pretending to be me, before I got on there.
Yeah, I was one of them.
What, the fake Cheryl?
Yeah, I knew it was you.
I was Cheryl Pett.
I knew it was
you. No, that wasn't me. So are you the same on Twitter as the rest of us? Do you sit there and read stuff and then someone goes, you're an idiot, and you go, block, goodbye, see ya.
Nah, I don't block them.
Do you not?
Do you not?
Nah. I don't, I mean, you get the odd one and I just think, wow, if you have time to sit and write me a tweet, you've got some serious issues.
It's when you look at the ones that are really horrible and then you look in their history and then you realise that they've said pretty much the same thing to all these other people, and it's just vile, and you just think, what have you got in your life where you sit in your bedroom just writing this filth?
See, I find those people amusing.
Yeah.
The ones that freak me out are the ones where someone goes, you're an idiot, I hope you die. And you go,
wow.
I wonder who they're sending messages to. And you realise it's a mum of three, right, lives in Swindon, and she'd randomly, out of the blue, just throw me a load of hate. And you go, whoa.
No, but my followers won't have it. They're like literally ready to go to war if somebody starts like that.
Yeah.
So you haven't got to react, have you?
No.
Because you've got the whole Cheryl army.
The army just go for it.
Well, it's obsessive.
I find the haters on there, though, are quite hilarious sometimes.
There's some funny people on there. It's got darker, I think, this year. But, like,
just have a nice timeline. Just only follow nice people.
Well, I follow. So every so often I kind of go through and I...
The mentions?
No, like people I follow.
You go through a cull, don't you?
Yeah, I have a bit of a cull every so often.
That's a bit harsh.
Well, because, you know, because some people tweet so much. Yeah, I'm like, oh, God, do me a favour. I get annoyed when I write on Twitter, stuff about me.
Yeah.
And people go, ugh. You're always banging on about yourself. I'm like, who do you expect me to write about? I don't.
The worst thing is if you ever follow a couple, right? A couple of people who are a couple, and then they send each other like
tweets,
you know, like lovey-dovey stuff, and you think, that's just text odd. Each other. Yeah. Why are you doing that publicly?
Yeah, no,
I find that odd.
Yeah, that is kind of odd.
Do you know what I mean? Like, can't wait to see you. Mwah. You know.
Wow. Weird.
Cheryl follows me on Twitter.
Is she?
I do.
Yeah. She's enthralled by my morning message. And then, just been to the gym. Oh, I just had a Marks & Spencer's Fuller for Longer meal. You know what I'll do later.
You've got a lot of followers, though, no?
Yeah, 2.2 million.
Check you out.
What have you got?
2-something. I'm getting up there, Chris.
Well, I don't want to say anything. Well, look at you flirting. Let me have a look. Right, let me go on Twitter. Right, who am I following? I'm following.
You don't follow many, do you?
Do you know what? It's up to 82 now, and I always had a 50 limit. I need to get rid of some people.
But then they know that you've got
2 million followers you've got. Yeah, I'm more popular than you.
How long have you been on there?
Oh, a couple of years.
Yeah.
All right. Ollie Murs just hit 2 million followers yesterday.
Yeah, did
he? Was all excited. My God, though. I'm amazed that man gets any work done. He's on it all the time. If he's not in Nando's, he's on Twitter.
But he spends his whole life in the back of a tour van, though, doesn't he?
True.
He's got loads of time when he's just on there.
Yeah, that's true. It's nice, though, as well, to interact with people, you know, directly like that. I like it.
Mm.
And I go creeping on their pages.
Do you? See what they're up to?
Yes.
Mm.
And who they are and what their bio says and
they
all that.
They would freak out if
it.
They knew you were doing that.
Oh, I creep all the time. It's so fascinating.
But no one knows. They get away with it.
They don't know.
I like to do that. It's good. And the other good thing about Twitter is because it's worldwide, it doesn't matter where you are, what time of the day it is.
There's always someone about.
There's always someone to reply.
Oh, yeah. There's people listening now. Actually, I'm going to give a shout out to Cheryl USA. Oh, hi. Cheryl. Good morning. Well, good night to you.
Cheryl USA.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Oh. That's one person.
I follow her on Twitter.
Oh.
She said to give her a shout out.
Do you follow loads of people?
I started doing a thing where I follow 20 a month because then they start to DM and I like to reply to the DMs properly. And I feel like if I've got loads, I can't. It's impossible.
Yeah, it's too much.
Yeah, it's too much. But if I do like 20 a month and then the ones from the previous month know that I've spoken to them.
All right.
Yeah. But I couldn't, and I didn't have the heart to delete the, I'm not like you, I didn't do a cull. I couldn't delete the ones I was following, I got too attached to them.
Because then they find out and then they get all upset, don't they?
Why did you unfollow me?
They're so cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just having a look at some of the people that Cheryl follows. Beyonce, she follows.
Standard.
Gary Barlow.
Yes.
Wretch32.
Yeah.
Let me have a look.
Why are you pulling it, like, weird face?
No, I'm not pulling a weird face. I'm just seeing Philip Schofield, obviously.
Mm.
That's the law. You've got to follow.
Everybody does.
Kimberly. Kimbers.
Of course.
And now, when was the last time you saw... When was the last time all the girls were together?
What?
In the same room. It's got to be ages, isn't it?
About
3 years?
No.
Longer?
Oh.
Oh, sure.
Oh.
3 days? No, my son.
No.
Recently.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh.
What's the official line on Girls Aloud?
Well, it's coming up to our 10th anniversary. It's our 10th birthday in November this year.
Is it really?
Mm. You're still technically active then?
10 years. Yeah, we're active.
Mm.
And we all want to do something to celebrate that, so watch out.
I think you should.
We have to.
You've got to.
That's mad, it's 10 years.
10 years.
Crazy. See, that's incredible. The thing, right? You don't need... Girls Aloud don't ever have to split up.
No.
It can always be there, and you all go off and do your other things, and every so often go, well, I need a new conservatory. Let's go back and do a tour.
Well, what happened was, it had been 7 years consistently non-stop touring... Mm. Album after album, and just as women we needed this space to just grow as people, so it's now that time where it's been almost 3 years, I believe, that we took some time out, so watch out.
Wow. Alla, do you happy with that?
He's very excited. Yeah, that is good. That is good.
I was making notes.
Yeah. Booking my tickets.
Yeah.
Yeah, get girls allowed back.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you can still do all your other... Everyone can still do their thing.
Yeah.
You know. Kimberly's... Isn't Kimberly...
She's presenting, isn't
Kimberly's
she?
Kimberly's in Shrek.
She's in Shrek.
Oh, of course she is, yeah.
She's in Shrek. Yeah. Oh, you haven't seen it?
No.
Oh, I advise you do.
Yeah?
It's a great show.
She's
amazing.
Oh, bless her.
She's amazing.
I like Kimbers.
She's nice into. She's in it up till me.
Is she?
Yeah.
Have you not seen it yet?
I haven't,
see it.
No.
Shame on you, Alan. Call yourself a fan.
I know. I'm actually feeling guilty. Right,
you
I
should.
Will.
You know what it is now, isn't it?
What?
Do you feel guilty now? Let me ask you this, Alan. Now
I have already just
here,
said this, what you're about to say.
Do you feel guilty of, like, your friendship with Molly from yeah. Saturdays now that Cheryl is sitting here? Because if it wasn't
have
for Girls Aloud...
Yeah.
Well,
oh,
you know,
big time.
Molly and I have got very close, and I'm just saying now to Cheryl's people in there, I'm feeling guilty, like I've been cheating
You've
on
been
you.
Cheating. Mm. See? I go away for 5 minutes.
And Cheryl,
and you're cheating with a blonde.
And Cheryl's bored.
Wow.
She'll go shopping with you, and she'll go for cocktails and shopping. Well,
we're having a Jaffa cake night next week.
Who, you and Moll?
Yeah. So maybe you can come.
She's
too.
Not going right. to go round there.
I could come too. That's yes. nice.
Jaffa cakes I would know what to do.
Jaffa cakes and what?
Well, I'm getting a DVD in, and I'm going to eat Jaffa cakes. At the
that's
moment,
it. Really.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah. Where's this? At yours?
At hers.
Right, you couldn't do it at yours.
No, it'd be too embarrassing.
Your flat couldn't get any gayer. And if Molly turned up, it would implode. Your flat would implode.
Molly and Cheryl, it'd be just, it would, yeah.
It'd be a massive glitter explosion.
Explode and...
Do you not fancy glitter. That then, a night of Jaffa Cakes and Molly, no?
I'll check the dairy.
Come round to ours and have steak and chips.
That sounds nice.
There you go.
Who's ours?
Well, mine. Just me on my Todd rattling around. What can I tell you? All right, well, look, let's do the news, and then we'll come back and we'll play Cheryl's new song, which is called Call My Name. Mm-hmm. Cheryl! Which Calvin Harris has produced.
Yeah. He's so talented, that guy.
He's a nice guy, isn't he?
Yeah, really
he
is, nice.
Quiet.
Really
do you know his
nice.
Real name's Adam?
I think I did know
yeah.
that.
I didn't know that until I started working with him.
He said that Calvin sounded more interesting, I think, and more sort of exotic.
Oh, he's so nice.
It's funny as well to say, like, literally 3 years ago or whatever it was, he was working in a shop.
I know.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just suddenly went like that. Just huge rise.
Working in Marx's, wasn't he?
Yeah. Yeah. Simply Food, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Selling
food.
I'm honest. Going back to his bedroom, making some tracks.
Asking if you want your 5p bag.
That's amazing. That happened to Daniel Bedenfield as well, didn't it?
Yeah. Happened to you?
It did.
Hello.
It was so long ago, I can't remember.
Sitting at home, and then the next thing is you're on Top of the Pops.
True. Very true.
I find that really scary. That's 10 years ago.
That's
really scary.
It's Sound of the Underground, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. God.
With all of you other girls trapped behind a big cage.
Yeah.
Big wire fence.
Yeah.
For some reason.
It feels like yesterday.
Well, it's not. It's 10 years, love.
I know.
It's 10 years. You're in your 30s then. Anyway, what we'll do is... we'll do the news. If you have any questions for Cheryl on the text 81199, normal rules apply. Send your question in and we might ask it, we might not. We'll just see. But there's a lot of stuff we need to ask Cheryl. Find out about what's going on. Find out what the truth is on certain things. Find out what's a lie. God. Find out what she doesn't know about. Find out what's, you know, all the intimate details of Cheryl's crazy real life, sitting around all day bored,
eating Jaffa cakes,
watching Loose Women and Jeremy Kyle,
spying on Molly from the Saturday,
texting Calvin going, can we not go in the studio today? Okay, fine, all right. Watching, sending nasty tweets to Alan. Yeah, having fun with Molly, are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, cow.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's do that. We'll do the news, and then we'll come back with more Miss Cheryl Cole, and we'll play her song in just a few minutes. So hang on for that. Where's my jingle? No, hang on. There's my jingle. There you are. And we're live on the webcams as well. Hi, viewers. Hi there. Oh, hang on, I'm still on, love. I'm still talking. Right, where's news coming from? Next studio. All right, stand by, news.
Listen, watch, share.
This is BBC.
It's 8:35 now.
Well, thank you very much, Dominic Byrne.
Thank you.
Tell you what, talk about when Cheryl walked in and you said hello, Dave, when she had headphones on, she couldn't see you. She's like, who said that? Well, Dominic and Tina in another room.
I was talking to you and I could see you looking around the room. Where's the voice coming from?
My voice isn't that deep.
Right, so here's the first question, which comes from Chloe. And the first question is, this is a very serious, in-depth question, so right. Good luck. Are you a Corrie or an EastEnders girl?
Ooh, dum dum dum. I am both. It depends on the plot. It depends on the storyline. Corrie, I loved with Frank's mother's plotline.
Right.
Because I got that sussed. I had that sussed for weeks.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
You really have got nothing to do with it.
Exactly. There you go.
I've got one. What do you think of Geordie Shore? And would you ever go on it?
Well, would I ever go on it? I don't know whether to take as an insult or a compliment.
I'd go on it.
But I watch it.
That says nothing.
I watch it, but honest to God, it's like unbelievable viewing.
Isn't it?
It's addictive.
Mm. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, and Charlotte's
my favourite.
Yeah.
There you go.
But
I like Vicky.
Fascinating.
I like Vicky.
Vicky,
who, by the way, I've got to say I like her because you won't mess with her.
Would you not?
Oh, what?
No.
Oof.
I've not seen it.
Oh, my.
At all?
God.
No. I mean,
there's a new series coming.
The people of Newcastle are very, very proud of that show.
You can't not watch, though.
It is amazing.
It's like a guilty pleasure.
Yeah. You should do TV reviews. You watch everything.
I know. Like you say, I've got too much time on my hands.
You must be up at like God knows what time in the morning to get through all these shows.
And Geordie Shore, when I watch that, it makes us feel like I've got familiar accents and I can go to sleep. Is that weird?
Yeah.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah, it is weird.
Yeah, I like watching it.
Yeah, I don't think Cheryl would ever do Geordie Shore.
But I don't think I would do it. No
cameo.
Although,
no, thank you.
It'd be interesting to put you back in that house and see how long it would take for you to kind of go back to like Geordie girl, proper Geordie girl, sweatpants, eating a bowl of cornflakes in the morning, going, I hate her. I absolutely hate her.
I was just doing that this morning.
Just what?
Chris and me sweatpants and me bowl of cornflakes.
Oh, stop it. You'll get me giddy. Mm.
Telling you.
Whoa.
Go in the supermarket in your jammers, all that.
Yeah,
that's what I do. Anyway, look, let's play Cheryl's song. So this is her new single. When was the last time you had anything out? Song-wise.
Well, over a year.
When was Fight for My Love? 2 years ago?
2 years, yeah.
This is Cheryl's new song. It comes out on the 10th of June, written and produced by Mr. Calvin Harris. Video was filmed in Los Angeles. Nice. You're not daft, are you?
Well, I thought I was being crafty, and then I got there and it rained.
Oh.
No joke. It was supposed to be a sunny video. The treatment was written to have, like, sunrises and sunsets, and it rained.
When did you do that?
About 3 weeks ago.
I've just come back.
You like it out there?
Weather was nice. You should have left it a couple of weeks.
Funny
though. This is Cheryl's new song. This is called Call My Name on BBC Radio 1. And if you haven't heard this yet, well, you should have done. Yeah! Like we're in a club. I don't know, I've been in a club for 10 years. Woo! I'm talking over the intro so we don't pirate it.
Here we go!
Call my name. She's saying, say my name. Go on, you call my name. Out on the 10th of June. And then the album is out in June as well. Called A Million Lights.
Yes.
Ah, oh, isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Yeah, very nice. Well, that is Cheryl's song, Call My Name. Very nice. Album coming out. The album was recording in London, New York and LA.
Correct, Imondo.
See, that's a girl who's been doing it for 10 years.
Yeah. Move around.
Yeah. Do you want to? Where do you want to record? We found a lovely studio in
Hackney.
Do you want to do that?
No.
Yeah, no, I'll do that there. Although I do think a change of scenery. What about, how about New York? New York.
It's
shopping like, and LA sunshine. Thank you.
It's like people would make the album in one place. They go and record it in a field in Wales or something, and then they go to the Bahamas to go mix it and stuff, wouldn't they? You know, they have 3 weeks out there.
It does. It makes you feel different. To have a different environment.
When you're writing stuff, do you ever sit there and go, I want to write a song called Hawaii? All right, why? think it'd be nice to shoot the video there.
Yes.
Have you ever done that? Yeah. I do that.
Yeah.
Of course, all the time.
I'll be all over it. I want to write a song called Sun Lounger.
Mm.
And it's just me on a private beach.
Guaranteed
but
weather.
But I do, when I'm thinking of video treatments and stuff, I do write stuff like that.
Then when you get out there, what you should do is you should film it all and then kind of go, I'm not sure about it, and then have another week redoing it.
Oh, we need to reshoot.
Yeah.
This beach is the wrong type of beach.
Yeah, let's find another one.
Yeah.
Even better.
I don't think
it didn't quite work with the rain this time, maybe we should try.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So I haven't seen the video. Is your video in the rain, or did you...
Actually, the one scene that we needed the sun to be going down was the dance scene, and I just hurled down. Literally. So, yeah, I'm dancing in the rain.
Well, never mind. Right. All right, let me find out what's going on in your life then. So, Simon Cowell apparently tweeted recently, I heard the new Cheryl Cole single today. Love it. It's going to be a big hit.
Yeah.
Are you two friends?
Yes.
Are you?
Yeah, well, frenemies.
Frenemies?
Yeah.
Is that how it always was, though?
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Nothing changed there.
See, I think...
Go on.
Yeah, I think you two have probably had some very interesting conversations that nobody else has heard about.
Yes, extremely interesting.
Oof. Well, you know, what can you do? I did think you were going to appear on. Well, you were on the American show.
Yeah.
For
2 auditions.
Yeah, and then you were gone.
Yeah.
And it was like. Well, that's really weird.
Mm.
Right.
Yeah.
Agreed.
And then, so did you get a call going, now, Cheryl, Simon, we need to have a chat?
No, I didn't, actually.
Were you just bumped off the show?
You know what? I've enjoyed this past year making the record and having the time to do that.
All right. That means she was bumped off and she rang him and she left him an abusive voicemail message.
If you're asking, have I spoken to him since? Many times.
Right, okay.
Yeah. If you're asking, were there interesting conversations? Absolutely.
I would imagine, though, that your relationship went through a very testing time, though, because of what happened. Because you've been close friends.
Yeah.
And then you're friends now. But there must have been a bit in the middle where everything was tested.
Oh, wouldn't you like to know?
Yeah, that's what we're asking.
Wouldn't you like to know?
But
if it was me, I'd have felt shafted. I'd have felt as though...
There's been a lot of rubbish written about what happened.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is why that's why I want to know.
So
what...
you formed your opinion on that, right?
Well, we have nothing else to form an opinion on, do we?
This is true.
Hmm? This All we know is what true. We get spoon-fed.
This is true.
Would you... Have you made a decision whether or not you would work with him ever again? Have you said in your head one way or another, I wouldn't ever work with him again, or I would, or you just not made a decision about it, not thought about it?
Not thought about it.
Right, okay.
I haven't had time. I've been recording an album.
Did you get asked to do The Voice?
No.
You didn't?
No. I couldn't do The Voice, if I'm completely honest. That battle scene freaks me out. And there's no way I would be able to put 2 people... I had chosen against each other to fight. I mean, and when they get all up in each other's faces, and it just gives me anxiety. I'm watching it like a gipping.
The standard, though, is amazing, I think.
Yeah. No, and Will is amazing on there.
Yeah, we were just talking off the air about Will I Am. And, you know, I think people got, you know, because you know him.
Yeah, to me, it's just Will.
Yeah.
But the reaction I've had from my friends and family that didn't know him that well. Like, even some of them saying that they've started to fall in love with him and stuff like that. It's really weird.
I'm like that with Tom Jones.
Really?
Were you falling in love with him?
He was smooth at the weekend, actually. He was looking sharp.
Mm. He looks well, doesn't he?
Mm, really well.
He's good. It's a good show, The Voice.
And Jesse. I love Jesse.
Yeah.
And Danny.
I think it's a good lineup. Danny's really
Danny from
sweet.
The script.
Mm. He's in on Friday.
Really
Yeah, he's coming in. Is he still called Danny from the script, or is he now Danny from The Voice? Has he changed his surname? Because no one knows what his surname is. It's Danny from the script or Danny from The Voice. It's one or the other.
No, he comes over really well, I think.
Yeah. He does, yeah, he's sweet.
So you still watch X Factor? You won't sit there and throw stuff at the television?
No.
Right, okay. Did you get asked to do Britain's Got Talent?
No. Last... last year.
Right.
No. Before I did X Factor.
I have some other testing questions if you need them.
Go.
But only if you're happy with me jumping in, because they're very hard.
Go on. Is this like, what's your favourite colour? And
well, they're from the listeners. Right. I've got them in front of me. Tim from Gloucester's asked...
Well, I'll tell you what, you ask a nice, easy question, yeah, and I'll ask the questions that need
love
to be
it.
Asked.
Okay, love ready? It.
Oh, you don't know where they are yet.
I'll start with mine then.
Strap yourself in, sister. Let's go.
Where do you keep your tomato ketchup? Cupboard or fridge?
That's a good question.
That is a great question.
Because
fridge.
Good, because I get quite...
I'm cupboard.
No, I'm fridge.
Yeah. No fridge.
Wasn't there a stat when we started on breakfast about E. coli and stuff from ketchup left in cupboards for
really?
Too long and stuff?
It's just wrong, no? It's warm in there and stuff.
Yeah, but it lasts for ages.
All right, that's my question, right? You've had your go.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, come on.
Do you have a slopping about the house outfit?
Of course, I've got loads.
But do you have a particular favourite combo of...
Yes.
...bottoms and top?
Yes.
Like jammer bottoms and a vest?
I have loads of those, but I have my particular favourite are tracky bottoms and a big oversized jumper, like huge and snuggly.
I just changed my outfit when
Did
I was
you?
Away. Yeah.
And what is it now?
Well, it's big T-shirt and kind of like sweatpant things, but in America I bought some Star Wars pants.
Oh, God.
Like long pants?
For a joke.
Not like underpants?
Yeah, like kind of tracky bottoms. And like...
Star Wars.
Yeah, as a joke,
sexy.
Right?
Yeah. Hi, girls.
Oh, Cheryl, I look hot. You wait.
Can imagine.
Like hot Spock.
Yeah. No, Spock's Star Trek, you do.
What did you say?
Star Wars.
Oh, whatever, it's all the same.
Right, your go.
Izzy from Cambridge wants to know ant or deck?
No, stop it. they're two. They're
the
just the one. Ant and deck. No, they're the same.
Come
person
together.
Yeah.
Okay, she says she loves you.
I love her too.
It's ant for me.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, you can't do that.
All right, it's deck.
Well, you said them both now, so that's okay.
No, okay, fine.
Told you that my mum says I look like both of them, apparently.
Well, that's
what,
like a mix? You kind of
yeah.
do.
Yeah. If you put the two of them in a washing machine, and that would come out.
My own mum says that.
I agree. Mm. That's pretty fascinating.
Antan deck.
And
Cheryl, what's Chris? Your favourite song right now, says Christina.
Ooh. I like that song with Wretch 3-2, when I go in... Then I go hard. Huh?
Yes.
Like that. I like loads of songs at the moment. The charts are really good. I love the Estelle featuring Chris Brown and Trey songs.
Right. Do you like the...
That Carly G. Respin song is just constantly in my brain.
So catchy, isn't it?
Like you wake up in the morning and it just lives there.
I know.
Do you like that Fun record?
Fun?
Yeah.
Which one?
Tonight.
Yeah.
We are young.
Do you not like it?
Yeah. Oh, that's like Carly Rae Jepsen for me.
Oh, is it?
Stuck in my head.
Yeah. That's a great record. The charts are amazing.
There's a lot of good stuff.
Poptastic.
There was a lot of good stuff, you know. It's nice being in America where you put the radio on and you hear... Well, you hear One Direction every 8 minutes. And you hear The Wanted every 15 minutes.
And Adele.
Adele. Jessie J. You know, Calvin Harris.
Everywhere.
All over. Yeah. All over the
he's
radio.
He's just got a song out with Neil this week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amazing.
Mm. See, he's busy. That's why he's only put you at the weekends, because he's busy during the week. You know, he's getting everything else to do. There are talks of Cheryl doing a UK tour this year.
That would be nice.
Oh, that's a yes then. All right, that's fine.
I do have 3 albums worth of material now.
I know. I'm not saying what you're going to do. I've got hits, you know. It's not like a 10-minute set. There is that thing, isn't there, when bands first start out and pop stars start out and they only have, like, 1 or 2 songs and it's it's really tough for you doing a PA and it's like, do you want to hear this one again?
No, yeah, it is.
The mad thing with the touring, though, you're saying, like, before with One Direction and whatnot in America, haven't they already released their tour for... Autumn 2013 over there.
Yeah, well,
you have to.
I know.
Advance,
but that's, I mean...
That's crazy.
Isn't it?
They're going to have the best time. Imagine being young lads their age doing that.
It's brilliant.
Amazing.
It's crazy. Harry will just be having the worst time ever, won't he?
I'm sure.
I've got a fair conversation about that, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Lensman yesterday.
Well, I told you the girls were outside the hotel where the Wanted were staying. It was just down the road from where I was in LA, and there was a gaggle of girls outside every single day. Just all day, all night, just outside. Mm. And you just go, that's just crazy. Amazing. But brilliant.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah.
You know? Flying the flag and all of that. And
yeah.
All nice. So how's your love life? Is it quiet?
Doesn't exist.
Now, why not? Do you need help? Like, because Alec
no,
can
I'm
help
right,
you.
Thank you.
My trainer's single at the moment. You make a great match.
Really?
Yeah.
How
there
come?
You go, like that. How come he's single, or how come you make a great
how
match?
Both.
He's single is really weird.
Because he's got a really violent temper and he's mad.
Yeah, he's very fit.
Right. What,
oh, is that? You need more than that?
Yeah.
More than fit? He's a nice guy.
Cheryl's not. Don't make out like she's only like attracted
well, for first
to looks.
You don't need to know too much for the first date.
Yeah,
then
but if he's boring,
you like him.
Mm.
What's you know, his name?
He's not boring. He's my trainer.
What's his name?
Baker.
Oh, that's a nice name.
Yeah.
Do you think? Mm. Baker.
Interesting.
No, it's rubbish. I don't see it working.
Also,
you should be Cheryl Baker.
Cheryl Baker, yeah.
Oh, that's his first name.
That's different.
Oh, I don't think I'm aware.
Who's coming around? Oh, it's Cheryl Baker's coming
around. But are you ready to date?
I'm not interested right now.
Really?
Nah. Too busy with my record.
Have you got a record out?
Yeah, funny.
Have
that.
You?
Yeah. Nobody's calling me name, though.
I just think, could you imagine, it would be like some kind of army operation.
What would?
Dating you.
What?
Because, no, I don't mean you, like you yourself, but like, imagine, like if you go in, imagine your trainer, right, and Cheryl, whatever reason they hook up and it's like, oh, we should go out for coffee. How the hell do you do that on the quiet?
Yeah.
You just can't do it.
Well, you do Jaffa cakes at hers.
Jaffa cakes at
obsessed Alex. With Jaffa cakes.
Yeah, but she can't invite him round for Jaffa cakes within the first few dates. You know, that's not right. Yeah. And if, because you're not, Cheryl's not that type of girl. Jaffa cakes only come at least by the fourth date.
Is that how it works?
Yeah, at least. Yeah.
Well, cocktails then.
Oh yeah, that's date one.
You have a couple before you've even met.
When was the last time you went out and got drunk?
Horribly so at the Beats party.
I would imagine you're a proper lightweight.
Proper lightweight.
Really?
Embarrassingly so, yeah.
We need to teach you.
No, it's not. It's so overrated, alcohol.
What?
It's so overrated.
Shut your mouth, you.
It really is. I'm not the one for hangovers.
What are your vices? What are your... So, like, if it's not drink...
I do like a glass of red wine.
Right.
Me vices...
Yeah, like, do you have a secret? Do you have, like, a treat drawer or anything like that? Like, do you have, like bars of chocolates or whatever? Mm. Or
yes, of course. Chocolate. I'm chocolate crazy.
Well, see, I don't have any of that now.
You don't? What
no,
at all?
No.
A little bit's good for you.
Is it? Well, sure, thanks for offering, but I'm talking about chocolate.
Oh, God. No, honestly, so what's your diet?
I've just massively...
High protein.
No, do you know what? I've just cut down on everything. I've cut the calories massively down.
Right.
Stopped eating bread.
Yeah.
Don't really eat much pasta.
I don't like pasta.
Do you not?
No.
So I could live on pasta.
Do you cook?
Yeah. Not very well, but I do cook.
All right, I'm coming round for dinner.
Right.
You're cooking.
Right, what am I cooking?
Well, I don't know, you tell me, I'm not the cook.
Well, what do you like? You said you don't eat anything.
Well, yeah, but I'm coming around for dinner. I'm having a treat. You're trying to impress me.
If you come round for dinner, though, you have to have dessert. Like, you can't say I'm not having the calories.
Do you make dessert?
Yeah, I like banana cake. I make banana cake.
But no, I don't want that.
Kimberly
what else?
Taught me that.
Do you want chocolate?
Do I like chocolate?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love chocolate. Just...
I just thought banana
she just said
cake.
That, you moron.
Yeah, but banana cake's a bit.
No, but
yeah,
before
banana cake's
nice, boring. And then you spread Nutella. Don't listen. Come round and try it.
Make something else. I don't want the banana cake.
What do you want?
Well, I want like a cheesecake or a chocolate fudge cake. Can you do that? Apple pie.
I can nip up to Moxie's.
No. Hang on a second. You're cooking. I want a three-course meal. I want starter, right. Main, dessert.
And I get to choose what they are.
You get to choose because you're cooking it. Okay. I'll bring the red wine
right.
and a straw.
Why the straw?
It gets you drunker quicker. Mm. And then...
drunker quicker.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
And then I can stay in the spare room and get the tube back the next day. Save on an Adley.
Yeah.
So what would you cook for me? I'm coming around for dinner. What would you cook? So I want you to impress me with your...
I would do... with my culinary skills.
Absolutely.
I would call Jamie Oliver.
Oh, you cheat.
Get some tips. Mm. I would do like a prawn cocktail starter.
Nice.
You like that?
Yeah, I can do that.
Bit of iceberg lettuce.
Oh, it's good.
Mm. And you know those buns you can get that are almost half cooked, I think they are. And you put them in the oven and they...
They're like par-baked, aren't they?
So nice. Mm. And then they come out hot and you butter them. Loads of
butter. So hang on. So I'm coming around for dinner. It's prawn cocktail starter and then buns with butter.
No, with it.
With it. Yeah. You always have bread with a prawn cocktail.
Do you?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
Right.
They always used to serve it with little triangles of bread.
Mm. Are we going for a healthy main or
do you know what?
Whatever?
I'm starting to think, well, just get a pizza or a Chinese delivered. Because I don't want you slaving away all day and then...
Do you know she's going to nip up to Mark's?
I'm going to nip to Mark's.
Yeah, you are.
And I'm going to call Mr. Oliver to send us over some fish for dinner.
Right, no, you can't. Listen, you can't. If I'm coming around for dinner, you can't then go... freshly prepared by someone else, but still. Jamie's sitting there in the kitchen at 6 o'clock in the evening, like, God, come on, hurry up!
You can't beat a nice pizza, though.
It's the worst thing, though, isn't it?
Pizza?
Like, if you're trying to be good.
If you're trying to be good, forget it.
It's the worst thing.
Do you want to know? Now
no.
At the risk of being really boring, so I'm in the airport to come home from America, and I went to a burger chain,
yeah.
Right? And I'm like, right.
In-N-Out.
Oh, great. Fries, not so good. Great burger.
No, you had to get the fries with animal sauce.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
I'm not aware of the animal sauce.
It's like a cheesy sauce.
Oh, no, I can't have that then. I like cheese. You know they have a secret menu. Is that part of the secret
menu?
That's
part of the secret menu.
Oh, see, look at you.
Checkmate.
Well, how did you get the secret menu?
Can't tell you.
It's a secret.
Oh, yeah. Obviously.
When you pull up the In-N-Out Burger, it's like literally the menu at the drive-through window is burger, double burger, fries. That's it. That's the menu.
Do you then have to sort of go, I'd like some animal sauce, please?
But yeah.
Because it's on the secret menu.
Yes. It's exactly what it is.
An animal fries.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, you don't know what you're going to get. You put your hand in, it could be like a...
I take it, these are chips that are in the shape of... animals.
No! What, like animal biscuits?
Yes! That's what I'm thinking.
Like, oh, look, a rhino. Look at that.
It's like the other day from aforementioned shop, I got Nicole these chicken teddies, which are like chicken in teddy bear shapes.
Oh.
That's cute. That's nice.
Yeah, you can get them in dinosaur shapes too, I think. Yeah. They're for the kids.
Look at you.
See? Tell you.
You're all over it.
I'm all over it.
You really have not been working for the last few months.
Exactly.
You've literally been eating and researching. Anyway, no, the calories, I was going to say, at this burger place, they're now to put the calories on what everything is. Oh, my good God.
It's terrifying.
It scares the living crap out of you.
It is.
Well, anyway, let's do that. Let's do dinner.
Yeah, but you've changed your mind like 5 times. You either want us to cook dinner and it's up to me what I cook.
Yeah.
And how I cook it.
Listen.
And who I get
listen,
to cook
I know you, it. I know you don't like this, but I know you better than you think I know you. We spend a bit of time together. I'm good at sussing people out. If I came round for dinner and said it's up to you, I would fully expect when I walked in for
a
you to
pizza.
Go, I haven't cooked. What I thought we'd do is, and there'd be like 3 or 4 delivery menus out on the kitchen table, and you go, I'm thinking of Chinese. Do you want Chinese?
Yeah.
And I go, yeah. And you go, great, right? Wine, sit down. I need to catch up on the voice.
Yeah.
See?
You got me, sus.
Well, let's do that then. And then we can sit, you and I can sit there, drink wine, and bitch about Alan and Molly.
Mm. Okay, cool.
Yeah, drunker for longer.
So, all right, so what's coming up then? So, you've got the single coming out on the 10th of June.
Yep.
Then the album comes out on the 18th of June.
Yes.
And then at some point you'll announce this UK arena tour.
Who said that? You?
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
I never. No, you said it.
Did I?
You said it would be a good idea.
I said it would be a good idea.
It's your face. You don't even need to answer. Mm. Your face just says a million words without even your mouth saying anything. Okay? I could ask you anything and by your face I could get the answer.
Okay.
Okay, you ready? Watch this. Cut the camera to show. Are you ready? Here we go. Ready? Look at me. Do you honestly, and I don't want you to say anything out loud. I just want you to answer in your head. Okay?
No, because you're making us laugh now.
Okay. Honestly now, do you think when you first met me and we spent a bit of time together, right? You had your opinions of me before you met, and then I think they changed, then you thought, oh, he's all right, really. Now you haven't seen me for a while. Are you more attracted to me now than you ever were before? Oh, my God, look at that. That's a yes.
She's got something in her eye.
No, that's a yes. For the first time ever, look at me. For the first time ever, when you saw me today, did you actually think for the first time ever, he's actually quite attractive? Oh, it's a yes! It's a yes! You keep your Molly, I've got me Cheryl.
We need to move on, I think.
No, see, I'm right though, aren't I? See?
You said say nothing, I'm saying nothing.
Okay, let me ask you one more question. And you're not allowed to say anything out loud. You have to answer in your head.
I'm not allowed, or okay, I am.
Right. You're not, not allowed. Don't okay. answer out loud, just in your head.
Okay.
Are you serious about me coming around for dinner? Oh, it's a no.
It's a no. No, she's shaking her head.
She's like... Oh, well, there you go. All right, so then the tour, well, that'll be announced. Lovely. And then, so that'll keep you busy then until Christmas.
There's a teaser of the video going out today.
Oh, well, then tell us that. Yeah, how do we
video,
see that?
The video comes out next Wednesday, I think it is.
Will you tweet about that later?
I might do, like.
Mm. Right.
Why, you have the worst Geordie accent.
No.
Chris, you do.
No, because I
you
get...
You do, and you did it to us all the way up the mountain. And you're still doing it.
Didn't you work for a week in Eldon Square, though?
3 days.
How was it 3 days?
3 days.
Did
in,
you?
Yeah.
I never knew that.
Yeah.
Whereabouts in Eldon Square?
The radio Top Shop. Top Shop.
Really?
Yeah, and then I got the shuttle bus to...
Oh, on the radio.
Yeah.
Oh.
Whoa, don't you tell me...
You meant selling Top Shop, so.
No, but I was in, doing the DJing. I'm still selling. I'm just playing the tunes and selling. Like a musical salesman.
Wow, sounds like a disco up in there.
It was, back in the day.
And then you used to get the bus to Metro
Centre. I used to get the shuttle bus from Eldon Square to the Metro Centre. And then I was staying with the guy who was the DJ at the Top Shop in the Metro Centre. Mm. So I'd hang about there because they'd have late night shopping. They'd be open later than Eldon Square. And then we went back to his and I stayed at his for 3 nights.
Crazy days.
Oh, I tell you, it was crackers.
Rock and roll.
Yeah. And we'd lost touch. I don't know what he's up to these days. He ended up doing kids' telly on a Saturday morning.
Did he? Andy Peters?
No, not Andy Peters. Although he did Top Shop as well.
Did he?
Yeah.
How funny.
Oh, now you want me round for dinner, right?
That sounds like a good idea.
More stories like this.
Yeah.
Okay, so when can we see a teaser of the video? Today?
Yes, I believe today.
On your website?
Yeah, I'll tweet about it when I get the link.
I do. And if you'd like to follow Cheryl on Twitter, please do. She does need a few more followers because she's only got the 2 million and she needs to really kind of up her game. And anything I can do to help you out.
Thanks. Wait,
see, now again, you're not saying... See, I can tell. You say thanks, Chris, but in your head you're going, sure. well, that's a broken... Anything else, Al, you want to ask? Yeah,
I think we've covered it all.
We're all good, aren't we? No.
Anything you want to ask us?
Yeah. Anything you always wanted to know?
Oh, I wish I'd have thought a bit harder.
No. Spend an hour with me and there's nothing you want to ask me. You're not interested in me, it's all about you. What a big head. Look at you.
Do you still have flashbacks from the mountain?
Yeah, sometimes.
You know, Gary just went back there recently.
Yeah, he's an idiot. Crazy. He didn't climb it again, though, did he? He
went to the bottom of it. I thought that's what he was suggesting when he texted us, but no. Well, he was at the bottom of it.
Yeah, I don't think he was climbing up it.
I don't think I even want to go near it again.
Would you, if Gary rang you, because we all got hoodwinked into it, if Gary rang you and said, I'm thinking about doing another challenge... Another ridiculously hard challenge.
He actually did ask me that, like, I think summer before last.
Yeah, but luckily that went away. I know what that one was. Yeah. That was horrible. Oh, yeah. But if he said, look, I've got this challenge and I want to get, you know, as many of us back that did the mountain to do this one.
Checks in the post.
Would you? But would you do it? Would you consider doing something else?
No, I would. Yeah, no, I would. I'm glad we did it.
Mm.
No, looking back.
Let's be honest, it was something that you and I would never do in a million years.
Yes.
There must be something that both of you are incredibly proud of.
Yeah, no, it is. Look, it took us a long time, though, to get to that point. But no, it's an achievement.
It was horrible.
It's an achievement. It's a personal achievement, but also collectively as a group, what you raised is a huge achievement.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Yeah.
I don't care about that. I just care about the fact that I got myself up that mountain. Mm. When I got asked to do it, I was, like, huge. I lost like 3/4 of a stone in a week on that goddamn mountain.
Did you?
I can't wait to go back. I don't want to climb, I just want to live on it for a week.
Yeah.
I
come back. Ta-da! You remember me what?
I remember you saying that at the time.
I just remember on the last day when we got to the top and then we're walking back, it took like 2 days to get from the top to get to the bottom again. And on the last night, so that camp, as I'm getting into that camp, I just heard Denise's voice going, "Here, I need to offload the weight." Like that. And that was like in a week, in less than a week. Because you're not eating anything. You're drinking ginger tea and eating your own cup of soups.
Cup of soup.
Eating mouldy cheese sandwiches. And going, "Nah, you're all right, thanks." And then realising that 3 days in, well, it's either that or nothing. Yeah. You may as well be eating it. And by the end of it, we're all obsessed with ginger tea. Anyway, well, look, let's see if Gary ends up, you know. Let's keep him busy. Thank God he's busy
with everything else. Keep him busy.
Oh, yeah.
Keep him preoccupied.
Thinking about doing another tour. Do it. Do another tour.
Yeah, great idea.
All right, well, look, if you want to see a teaser for Cheryl's new video at some point today, they'll release that. She'll tell you about it on the Twitter. Sure. And then the single will be out on the 10th of June, the album coming out. And then watch this space for dinner for me and Cheryl, palling up, rekindling our friendship over a Chinese takeaway.
Romantic.
And some banana cake.
Nice.
A bottle of wine and curry and EastEnders on the telly.
Perfect.
Right, I'm going to hold you to it. Yeah?
I see Alid's sneaked out.
Yeah, where has he gone?
Yeah, Molly's just called him.
Oh, exactly. That she's in tears. What I was thinking.
She's like that. Don't go around to her house. Please, don't go around to her house.
Is this Princess Molly?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let the fat pig have her. You and me together. Oh, here he is.
Oh, sorry.
Hiya. Yeah.
Is that Molly on
what
the phone?
Was that? I didn't hear what was happening.
I noticed nothing. You escaped as we were talking about relationship.
Really?
Anyway. Yeah.
All right. Well, look. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you all.
Glad that you're happy and everything as well.
Thank you.
I love the fact that we found out so much more about Cheryl with these probing questions. She likes EastEnders and Coronation Street and Chandek and keeps her ketchup in the fridge.
So rock and roll.
And she's bored during the week. And we're going to have dinner, and she hates Alad now. So
nothing more to cover, really.
I don't think.
Thank you. I'll win you back if you do.
Sure.
I'll
promise?
I'll work hard.
Okay. Hey, you should come to our Hackney weekend in a couple of months, our big concert that we've got happening in Hackney. Oh.
Who you got on there?
What? Who haven't we got on there? Are you kidding me?
Huge.
Who is it?
Oh, you name them. They're there. Hmm? Name them. Name anybody. Jessie J. What?
Jessie J.
Jessie J is there.
Will, I am.
Will. I am.
Will I am not?
Yeah, is he? I don't know.
This is a tough game.
Why am I not part of this?
I'm going
to
go with yes.
Why are you not part of this? Because it's taken you a year and a half to get in the bloody studio.
Now we hear your songs.
Well, look, if I can
strike
get
strike there, big,
if I can
big
get
strike.
If I can get you in, if I can get you in on the lineup, do you want to do something?
Yes.
In theory,
when is it?
25th of June,
isn't it?
Yeah. End of June.
It's in 8 weeks' time.
Tell you now, hang on.
Right.
I should so be
23rd and 24th of June.
Okay, look, let's not do this now. Let's talk about this over dinner.
Okay.
Right?
I get you.
Whoa. You're suggesting if you have dinner with you, then she can be
no,
on line.
I'm saying.
Yeah, hang on. This is not how the music industry works anymore.
I'm saying, yeah, but the thing is, you know, Cheryl might go, yeah, I'll be there. And the people through the window go, no, you've got a corporate for Sainsbury's. You can't do that or whatever.
Come round to mine for dinner and I'll get you on the lineup for big week.
No, it's not. It's not.
That's essentially what's happening here, isn't it?
Well,
I loved it when I did that the last time. It was in Cardiff, in Wales.
Bangor.
Yeah, that's right.
The big weekend.
I thoroughly enjoyed myself.
It's good, wasn't it?
It's good.
Well, what you could do is even if you don't perform, just come for the weekend because it's gonna be ridiculous. It's gonna be.
Or just come to party.
Yeah.
That sounds more like it.
Backstage.
Yeah.
Hat on, glasses. No one will recognise you.
No.
You'll be fine. Tell you what, we'll get you dressed up. We'll put a little tash on you.
God. I heard you saying this before I got you.
Skullcap.
What? About being backdrops or something you're going to put a tash on?
During the webcam interview, Will has drawn a goatee beard on you and put a black eye and a pirate scar. Yeah, arrow through your ear. Black tooth like that. Little there. Okay. Like Johnny Depp and Pirates of the Caribbean. All right, well, look. We'll sort over dinner, you and me will sort out the Hackney weekend. I'll roll your eyes.
Okay.
You know you love it. Look. What else have you got to do?
Exactly.
Yeah. Let's be honest. Me calling you up, you'll be like that. Hello.
Are you bringing the Jaffa cakes?
I won't eat Jaffa cakes. Oh, I'll tell you what I'll do.
What?
I could attempt the Jaffa cake, cheesecake. For Cheryl.
Yeah, you could.
What's that?
It's a cheesecake made out of Jaffa, made like a massive Jaffa cake.
Oh, it's Rimmer's, isn't it?
Yeah.
Ooh.
You know Simon Rimmer off the telly?
She won't know. That's way too early on.
No, you must have seen that with all your time off. You know, with the Tim Lovejoy programme. No?
Just say yes.
Yes.
Just say yes on Channel 4.
Yeah, on Channel 4. He's got a Jeff. Oh, that one, that guy. Yeah.
Oh, the chef guy from Liverpool.
Yeah, from Liverpool.
Yeah, there you go.
Looks a bit like Dom, but without the goatee.
She's all over it.
All over it. Yeah.
I've got to play a song. Right, okay, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only, the lovely Miss Cheryl, or whatever she's called these days.
Cheryl, just Cheryl.
Just Cheryl, there you go. It's not a big thing, just Cheryl, right?
Thanks. Why is that? Do you think it's a big thing?
Well, no, because you've been Cheryl Cole publicly for so long.
No, but I'm still Cheryl Cole.
Right.
It's just on my artwork, new album, new picture, new music, new... artwork?
But if you were to do a tour, for example, around the UK...
Should be Cheryl. She's Cheryl
just
now.
Be Cheryl.
She just said...
Would it? Or would it not?
I hadn't thought of that far. Did
well, you need to think about these things.
It wasn't really meant to be as big of a deal as it was made to be.
It's not like Prince.
No. It's just new artwork.
Not like Squiggle or anything.
No.
It's for the tour... Listen, Dave. Cheryl now for the album. For the tour, Cheryl Miles.
A taxi's here.
Yeah, Cheryl's gone all Jewish. Oi, vey. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
Have
to
a
see
good
you,
rest
mate.
Of the day.
Thank you.
Call My Name, coming out in June, the one and only Miss Cheryl. Everybody. Hey, I can be the answer. I'm ready to dance when the band pops.